Welcome to the Chicks Talkin' Footy Joy Podcast, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL women since day one. Lovely.
And welcome to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9. I'm Danae and I'm a docker and I'm joined by Motti. Hello, Motti.
Hello there. She's footy lover I am.
She's a bomber. And Crow, how are you, Beck?
Not coping after the first loss, but I'll get back there.
We'll talk about that a little later. We'll talk about lots of things about round five of the AFL women's competition. Only two more weekends to go before the grand final. And we'll talk with Kelly Underwood, broadcaster extraordinaire, a little later in the program. Gosh, we barely have enough time to fit it all in. And firstly, I'd like to say happy International Women's Day to all of us.
Exactly.
And to all of those women listening, exactly.
All that have come before and those to come in the future. International Women's Day has been celebrated far and wide across the AFLW today and a little bit of yesterday. Last night I went to the MCG and had a kick-to-kick with some 4-year-olds and some 48-year-olds, and it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. It was a bit warm, but it was a lot of fun.
Did you just break into other people's parties, or were you actually invited down there?
It was exactly like every kick-to-kick you've ever had. There were more falcons than marks. People were kicking across each other and hitting each other, you know.
Did you take some hangers on some 4-year-olds?
No, I did
probably
not.
For the best.
No, I helped 4-year-olds take hangers. And I also went home with a glow-in-the-dark football. Beat that.
Well, if that's not a good night, I don't know what is.
What have you done to celebrate IWD, Motti?
Well, I just, on my way here, went to a talk event at the NGV, actually, that was on women in leadership, which was was hosted by Amanda Smith from Radio National, Life Matters, mm-hmm. and she'll be playing it at some point. But it was really impressive for four women just talking about, you know, their lives and them as leaders, I guess. And so that was great. And otherwise, I just went about my business, went to work, looked at things on footy.
Bead bold for change.
Hashtag. Yes. You forgot the hashtag.
You, Beck.
I went to the Rotary Women's Breakfast this morning, mm-hmm. and there were some brilliant guest speakers, but one of them was the Queen herself, Suze Now Birdie,
right?
Who can't get enough of. And she was talking about, you know, the Women's League and how proud she was of what she'd achieved and they'd achieved. And I was getting a bit warm and fuzzy about it.
Was it a bit hashtag empowering?
Was a bit hashtag empowering.
Is she your favourite woman in footy?
No
question without notice. That's not fair, is it?
My favourite is Bet Goddard, coach of the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe that's something people could text in about. Who is their favourite? Susan, I think, is very popular. But so let's maybe step outside of the obvious.
Maybe it's us.
Maybe it could be us. So text on 0427 Joy 949 if you've got someone you'd like to nominate.
0427 569 949. Send us a message. One of us will try to read it because, you know, there's lots going on in here. Mm-hmm. As Beck, you pretty much live here at Joy.
Yes, I do. I should live here and save rent on my inner city apartment, but go on.
You were here on Saturday afternoon.
I was.
For the pre-parte.
Oh, I'm glad you pronounced it correctly.
So before the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, and Gay Mardi Gras, I think it might just be Mardi Gras now, actually, before the big parade and party, you were here to keep us entertained.
We did. Me and Dave and Gina from Family Matters, Thursday nights, 8 o'clock. We did the fire up. We did some good music. We had some Kylie, some Beyonce. Dave and I did a YMCA dance that I'm glad people couldn't see on radio. But it was very exciting. We had people on the ground crossing to us. It was just like being there.
Excellent.
Very good.
Did you hear any of the parade?
Well, no, because I was tired then. Have a little rest.
Have a little lie down. I had my disco nap earlier in the day after the round five game of my team.
Oh, yes.
Do we want to talk
your
football?
Your team. Well, let's talk football. I mean, why don't we?
Randomly on Chicks Talking Footy.
I know, it seems odd, doesn't it?
Well, firstly, we should congratulate Daisy Pearce for joining the board of the AFL Players Association. How cool is that?
That's amazing.
I really like that.
Her and my boyfriend, Phil Davis.
Oh, is your boyfriend on there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Along with Easton Wood from the Western Bulldogs.
Mm. He would also be my boy. Anyway, this is not about me.
Oh, it's fast becoming about you. We've had your Rotary breakfast. But so you both then had your teams that you support both played on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Any reports there? Anything you'd like to share with the group?
Well, losing is hard. Not something I've had to deal with for a while. But I have to say, it was such a cracker game. All the games on the weekend
were
just...
We're talking Brisbane versus Adelaide at Norwood Oval, Brisbane, yes.
Yeah, over 10,000 people there.
Well, let's start with GWS winning their first game against Melbourne at, 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon in Bankstown, I guess.
The very civilised time.
That's terribly tough to get to for a crowd. So it shows, makes a huge difference that your game on Saturday night had 12,000 plus at Norwood Oval.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Before that happened, and congratulations to GWS.
Well, the way you looked at me then, Danae, I was thinking you were about to congratulate me.
Well, are you supporting the Giants?
No, but no, I was okay, just going to take it anyway.
Mm. Okay. Carlton defeated the Bulldogs in a cracking game on Saturday morning. Did you see that one, Chloe?
I did. Well, Moddy and I were both there.
Yes, we were.
It was amazing. The flow of play was a thing I noticed. The clean possession, the goals. I mean, it was the best game I think I'd seen so far of AFLW. And I was on the edge of my seat.
Well, it looked for all money at, say, three-quarter time that it was over.
Mm.
Carlton were winning. They were doing what they wanted. And I don't know what Paul Grove said during the break or, to fire them up, but those Bulldogs came out and absolutely flew.
Didn't they
nearly got there, didn't they?
On the poor buggers at the end of the game.
Six points.
They just looked destroyed. I nearly cried. I was sad looking at them.
But then you weren't sad because you went into the rooms and talked
to Darcy.
Our friend Darcy Vesco.
I tried desperately to corner Lauren Arnell so I could get some advice about my hair, but it was not to be.
They spend a lot of time braiding at Brisbane, I've noticed.
They do. They had a tweet on Saturday of their braiding schedule, which I quickly tweeted to the Adelaide Crows and said, please tell me our braiding schedule is up to this because this could be the secret to their win. The Crows did get back to me, told me there was a lot of hairspray, but not specifically about the braiding, so I'm a bit worried, actually.
That's not what you want. They literally had 12-20, Sabrina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like side braid, back. Double banger, which is the two braids, which I like.
Yes, that's what you're trying to perfect.
I'm partial to.
Mm. Did we skip my game?
If you like.
Okay. Well, Fremantle 4-7 lost to Collingwood 5-2 by 1 point.
I know.
That's so awful.
Gosh, it's hard. Motti, I knew you were on tonight and I wanted to share some stats with you,
stats.
Frio, like everyone, has played 5 rounds. And have not won yet. They kicked 6 goals, 7-7-1 in the draw. They've kicked 17 goals and 30 points, and they play Carlton this weekend, who have lost 2 games and won 3, and they have kicked 29 goals and 25 points. So 17-30, 29-25.
Yes.
I've also bought a stat from home.
So what are you saying about the stats?
I'm just saying we've kicked almost twice as many points as goals.
Yeah. And we go back to Melbourne's kicking on Friday.
Yeah.
One goal nine. I mean, that's why they lost the match.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I'd like to share my stat with
the
group.
Thank you.
15 points was the combined winning margin from the 4 games over the weekend. Each match was decided by a goal or less.
That's amazing.
And that makes for some exciting footy to watch.
Yeah, it was.
And first, Carlton kicked over the 50-point mark, which is the first time in any of the AFL matches that a team, or AFLW matches, beg your pardon, that a team has kicked over 50.
Mm.
Onward and upward.
And 102, the combined score highest in the competition so far.
Thank you.
Thank you.
102 points. That's fantastic. We think it's like 80% of a men's game in terms of time. So that's a good score.
Yeah,
it's a good score.
That's Rossi Lyon. You know, he gets his team to about 30 points, doesn't he?
Yeah, I didn't want to go there, but yeah, that's pretty obvious. Okay, good God. Yeah, all right. Well,
okay, quickly, is just a poor old Carlton again, but in this time injury-wise, Nat Nixon broke her ankle in the game, played out the game, but is now not going to play for for this weekend and next. And if Carlton are in the grand final, she won't be part of it, which is sad. And Katie Brennan, do you think this is the week she'll come back?
Mm. I asked her at the Sue's Now Birdie Breakfast on Friday. I said, Katie, how's the ankle going? She said, I'll be right.
As you tapped at it.
As I kind of kicked it a little bit. And then she limped up. No, she didn't. She looked all right, but who am I to know?
No.
And, of course, she's not going to tell me, crazy woman chasing stalker around the room.
Chick stalking footy. Mm. We'd forgotten what a fabulous event that was on Friday. Gosh, isn't the cliche week's a long time in footy? We've done a lot on Friday at the MCG for breakfast for the annual fundraising Women in Football charity event for the Susan Alberti Medical Research Foundation. It was a hoot, wasn't it?
It was great fun.
There was some photos put up on Facebook, I believe, and I don't know if any of you have looked closely, that I was in the back row with Danae and Emma Rache, also known as Emma Race, and I was so high on my tippy toes.
Yeah.
no comment. I'm miraculously as tall as Danae in that photo and
I
Emma
did not
with her heels.
Yes, honey.
A giant.
We are the steady defenders of Chicks Talking Footy. We'll be talking with Kelly Underwood in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Alicia Sometimes from Outer Sanctum and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
We're back now at Chicks Talking Footy and I'd like to introduce a guest that we're delighted to have on the show. He's leading the Fox Footy commentary team for the AFLW, appears regularly on the ABC's Offsiders and was the first woman to call an AFL match way back in 2009. Ooh. Please welcome Kelly Underwood.
Yay.
Hey, Kelly.
Good evening, guys. Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, thanks very much for joining us. So I guess I always like to know about people's journey in some way. So how and when did you start in the business and was it always something you wanted to do?
Oh, where do I start? How long have you got?
Well, we're on next Wednesday as well, so
look, I grew up in Adelaide in a sports-mad family and my dad absolutely loved Aussie rules. He played it, he coached it, he umpired it at all sorts of different suburban and country levels. So the story goes that he was a premiership playing coach, I think when I was about one, the year after I was born. And so I think I spent the first 12 months of my life in the Peterborough front bar in the bassinet under the bar. So footy was in my blood from, I guess, the moment I was born. But look, going through school, I loved English, loved the media, always reading the back, the newspapers back to front, reading the sport first. So always wanted to be a journalist, completed a journalism degree and got straight into radio. And they say with radio, you pick up the bug straight away or you don't. And
yeah,
I picked up the bug and I absolutely loved it, as you guys would be probably agree with, and did a couple of regional radio stints. Learned the hard way, made my way to Geelong and then Melbourne and since then, obviously, full-time in sport. So 3RW, Channel 10, Fox Sports and the ABC for the last 10 years. So it's just gone by in such a blur, but I just love my job.
Kelly, I think you're my spirit animal because I'm from South Australia as well, so we're clearly birds of a feather. Now, I actually want to ask for some personal advice while I've got you here. I, a couple of weeks ago, went down into the Crows change rooms after the game and did some interviews. Now, we played them on the show and barely could you hear the questions I was asking because of my fangirling. I was so excited. What I wanted to know was, A, have you ever had a fangirling experience yourself in the job? And B, how can I improve that in the future?
Good question. No, I haven't really, because I mean, we talk about a lot the issues of there's a lack of female presence in sports media, and obviously, I mean, I remember the day and being at uni as a teenager and being told you can't just read the Adelaide Advertiser, you need to sort of broaden your wings to some degree, go and read the Melbourne papers. And I distinctly remember this moment going to buy The Age for the very first time. I would have been about 18 and opening the sport, sort of wrestling with this great big gigantic paper, sitting in the car. and seeing the byline Caroline Wilson and thinking, wow, in Melbourne there's women that actually work on sport, because I wasn't exposed to that as a kid growing up in Adelaide. So, you know, obviously she's paved the way for a lot of us, and she's a colleague and a friend as well. So I have the utmost respect for her and the way she goes about it. But when it comes to, I guess, fangirling in a sense, radio, television, most of mine have been overseas. I'm a massive student of sort of the NBA in America, and the BBC. Claire Balding is one of the best presenters and hosts in the world, and she works for the BBC. She's hosted many Olympics for the BBC, and I've been able to meet her a few times and sort of pick her brain. Doris Burke, you know, had my dream job working in the NBA on the sideline. So I'm always sort of watching what the overseas sporting broadcasts are doing. They've got far greater representation of women in their sports. I still think we're probably 10 to 20 years behind here in Australia. We're slowly catching up, but that's where I sort of, you know, turn to, I guess, to pick up tips and learn things along the way. So as for any tips when it comes to, I don't know, I mean, when you're a journalist, you sort of have to, I've lived in Victoria now for nearly half my life, and I thought my sort of crow's passion had died off a bit, and then I was on the boundaries for a prelim final about 3 years ago on the MCG for the ABC, and it was that thrilling twilight preliminary final on a Saturday night where the Crows lost in a kick to Hawthorn.
And, I'm just and crying, Kelly.
I know, but it came back. I found myself up on my feet in those final few moments. So that's what we love about sport, though, isn't it? You know, that sense of childhood is just still there no matter what.
Just while I get the paddles out on Beck after that mention of that game, Claire Balding, is she as fun as she seems, the BBC
Absolutely.
Commentator?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, look, I haven't seen... I've met with her here in Australia. She was out for a Melbourne Cup a few years ago now, and she was good enough. I approached her in London. It would have been 15 years ago, and we caught up. She was at a race meeting, so I got to go and watch her work. She basically said, "I invited me along for work experience for the day." So
she loves the ponies, doesn't she?
She does love the ponies, and and then she drove me back to London. So, I think twice I've been able to meet her in London. So we're going back a few years ago, but just, you know, and that's stuff that I've learned in the industry is, you know, being able to have mentors. It's such a competitive industry, and I always think with, you know, particularly women that are coming through, like, I want more women to be part of this industry. It takes the heat off me a little bit. Yeah. And so I'm always happy to give advice or meet them for a coffee or whatever it might be, because I think of, you know, the moments that, you know, Claire Balding took with me in London, that still sticks in my mind, and that had a huge impact on me and my career.
To the AFLW, the AFL Women's, Kelly, how are you enjoying, we're up to round six this weekend, how are you enjoying being across it all in so many platforms?
Well, it's interesting because every January I commentate at the Australian Open on the tennis, and this year I was asked, I commentate on the TV for the World Feed, the host broadcaster, mm-hmm. So obviously Channel 7 broadcast in Australia and the World Feed goes everywhere else basically. And I was asked to commentate on the women's final for the first time this year. So I spent that last Saturday night in January commentating Venus and Serena, which was an absolute career highlight. Wow. And then 6 or 7 days later, here I was commentating on the women's football, which was, you know, what, 3 months ago, these women were amateur suburban footballers running around, and it was the equivalent of commentating Serena and Venus. I mean, I've actually found it a little bit emotional, I think, just because, you know, it's been such an amazing success. It's been more than just about sport. It's about a moment in history. Mm. You know, we know it's about gender equality. It's about young girls having dreams that now can be a reality. And I don't know if you relate to me here, but you can't help but think of your own childhood. Yeah. And I was never exposed. I never saw a girl play Aussie rules at all during my childhood. And you can't help but wonder what if you were 5 or 6 and you had that opportunity to play, how life might have just turned out maybe just a little bit differently. I'm not saying I would have made the AFLW level at all, but just to be able to have that choice. So it's created so many more possibilities, and to see people that aren't even usually engaged by this sport completely caught up in it. I've noticed a different fan base. It's attracting different fans to the games, and to see them interested in this, it's just it's been something really special.
It has been special. We've really enjoyed it. We're loving listening to you call games. Thanks very much. And are you hoping for an Adelaide-Brisbane grand final?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to publicly state that, given I might be commentating. Well, I will be commentating on it, actually.
Okay.
So you don't want to be too biased. But, you know, a sunny afternoon in Adelaide, 30,000 fans at the most beautiful ground in Australia, the Adelaide Crows hosting.
Hashtag We Fly as one, Kelly.
That might top Venus and Serena, I reckon.
Well, if it's anything like the game on Saturday night, just gone, it will be fantastic. I think we'll all fly over if it's at Adelaide.
Yeah,
for sure.
And of course, look, you know, at Brisbane would be just as good, and that, haven't they deserved it?
Yes,
the only team that's five wins from the five games, and that they've completely flown under the radar. Their coach has been Mr. Invisible in Craig Starcevich.
It's brilliant.
A great guy. I've commentated with him on the ABC many times, and he's just taken a back seat. He's pushed those players out onto the ground and said, this is your spotlight, and I absolutely love the way they've gone about it. So if they finish top, they definitely deserve that home grand final.
Well, three cheers from us. Happy International Women's Day, Kelly.
Right back at you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Kelly Underwood, broadcaster extraordinaire, chatting with us on Chicks Talking Footy.
I think I'm fangirling over her now.
You are the best, Beck. We should probably talk about what's to come in... are we going to get to the men today?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Of course.
Okay, well, let's do it now.
It will be quick.
Yes.
Well, it's sort of... I don't know. What does everyone think about the JLT? For me, it started to just... limp.
I can't get excited.
It's a practice series.
Yeah, it just feels it, doesn't it?
And I'm frustrated by the way it's affected the AFLW scheduling. Mm. You know, like Freo are playing Carlton at Subi on the women at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
No, that's
week.
Wrong.
I don't like
3
that.
3 o'clock West Australian time? Or?
Yeah.
No.
3 o'clock on a Friday in Subi.
People aren't even finished school or...
No. And Collingwood are playing their game at Olympic Park on Sunday at... 10:35 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I used to actually really enjoy the preseason when it was a competition.
Well, I think that's so. True. I've heard that talked about a lot. I agree, because it now I love the first week the Bombers played. You know, we actually saw, you know, some of the dudes that have been out for the year, and that was exciting. They're playing this weekend, and I'm like, I'm ready for round one now.
Yeah, that's right.
We've really got to schedule our July this year, I think, because we're going to be fairly footy fatigued. We've got so many competitions to keep an eye on.
We will not.
Maddie,
have more.
I will have more in just a moment.
I'm Alyssa Hickey from the Melbourne Demons, and you're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
And who is Melbourne and Mel Hickey playing this weekend?
They are playing the Crows.
Ooh.
So who knew?
Soz Mel, not friends this week.
Huge game.
Massive.
Huge game. Because if Melbourne win, there's still a chance to be in the top two. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Get the paddles out again. She's off and running.
I cannot believe how much this is affecting me.
Okay, so stat-wise, but stat-wise, as I said, breathe in for three, hold for four, and then out for seven. That'll sort you. Not into the mic. now, Carlton and Melbourne to win, basically they've got to win their two games and everyone else has got to lose.
Yeah.
So that means Melbourne have got to beat Adelaide if they even have a chance of getting in. I can't see it.
And who's Carlton playing? Freo.
Freo.
At 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
The magical time of 3 o'clock Friday. Yeah.
So Fremantle, Carlton... at home.
It'll be the Blues.
Sorry, but I think so.
Of
Brisbane
course.
Bulldogs, I mean, in Brisbane, I think Brisbane will win that.
Go Brisbane.
And Adelaide versus Melbourne.
Just got a message. Crows have run their race, looked second class against the Lions. Blasphemy. I don't know who you are, but...
does that say Emma Zilke?
Yes.
No.
From Sabrina Fredericton. No.
No. and then Sunday, sort of Collingwood GWS.
An early start on Sunday morning.
Yes, which unfortunately doesn't matter. It won't matter for who's in the grand final.
No, that, not a game result, for people with
hangovers. Maybe Mo can come out and, you know, finally get her mojo on.
She took a pretty good mark in the back line in the last quarter against Rio when it counted. She played okay.
Yeah. Look, it's just been tough for her.
Yeah, she's a forward.
And it's a semi-professional league. They've only just started playing and they're doing a great job, everyone.
We love them all. Happy International Women's Day to all the players, coaches, umpires, supporters, mums, daughters, sisters, all those things. And
those that support them.
And
I would be remiss of me not to wish happy birthday to one of our other chicks, Rachel.
Good on you.
And bless Rachel, who was late to the game at Icon Park on Saturday because she went to Witten Oval.
Well, nothing's sacred here at Chicks Talking Footy.
Happy birthday, Rach.
Thanks for your company. If you are listening via iTunes, why don't you rate and review us? And follow us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Thanks for listening and see you next time. Footy.
Hi, I'm Gordon from Been There, Done That. And I just want to let you know that there's a little bit extra from the Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
I'm Rachel, this is Beck. So congratulations on a win.
Thank you.
How's it feel?
Yeah, it feels great. It's always good to keep the season alive.
Yeah.
It's always handy. But no, the girls know there are a few patches there that we need to improve on. Although we got the win, we're really happy with it, but there's still heaps that we can improve on.
Well, Bulldogs' forward line in the end came out strong.
Yeah. They're just super slick with the footy and, you know, their runners, Carney, Blackers and Lambert, they just can run and run and run all day. So they're very dangerous.
A lot less unforced errors, though, this game, I noticed by you guys.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good contest.
Yep.
Lots of a lot of goals, which makes it exciting to watch too. So I thought, the girls did really well.
And next week, you're travelling?
Yeah, we're off to Perth, so it should be a big trip.
Yep. Are you worried about how that might affect the game next week?
No, I think it's mostly mental, so if the girls think it's going to affect them, then they'll let it affect them, but if we just rise above it, it's inevitable. Freo travel almost every second week, so we've just got to make sure we, recover well and just get settled.
It looks from the outside like you're really clicking as a team more and more every week. Does it feel like that on the field?
Yeah, definitely. I think I love playing with these girls, and I think what we've created is really special, and I hope you can see that when we play together.
Definitely. Every week it's getting better.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Well, good luck, Darcy, for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
congratulations again.
Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL Women's since day one. Lovely.